Put on your Bobby socks, baby. Roll up your old blue jeans. There's a band playing down at the Armory. They know what rock and roll really means. I'm gonna ride in my 55 T-Bird. Drive through some old memories. I ain't after your body, babe. I just want you to dance with me.
I wanna rock with you, baby.
All night long,
I wanna be
back
with you, baby.
Yeah. I wanna make it a night like it used to be when our hearts were young and our souls were free. I wanna back
with you, baby.
All night long,
I wanna be back with you, baby.
Yeah.
I wanna back with you, baby.
In my pocket, we were still in our teens. Lord knows I feel a little bit older now. You never look better than me. Honey, you don't ever laugh like you used to. If I want to see you blue, if you ain't busy tonight and you think it's alright, this is what I wanna do.
I wanna rock with you, baby.
All night long, I wanna be
rock with you, baby.
I wanna make it a night like it used to be when our hearts were young and our souls were free.
I wanna rock with you, baby.
All night long, I wanna be rock
with you, baby.
Yeah.
I wanna rock with you, baby.
Let's twist and shout, oh, just like in the good old days. But baby, watch out, you know I just can't stand it when you look at me that way. I wanna pop
with you, baby.
Oh, no, I wanna give up
with you, baby.
Yeah. I wanna pop
with you, baby.
Oh,
it's time for the Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party Podcast, podcast number 16. My name is Wayne McKinnon, and the keeper of, I guess, kind of going through Carlo's tape collection and CDs one at a time and sharing them with the fans. So that opening one is the isolated vocals from their song Bop, which is their unreleased demo that they did for Warner Music back probably about maybe 1985. So before we get into this album, which has got 18 songs on it, I wanted to play two more. And that was the first one I wanted to play. And I want to play this one for the Louis Gohome, his contribution to the podcast. We always thank Louis Gohome for his contribution because he's a big Raider fan, just wonderful collection he's got for us. This is what he says, what he believes is to be an alternate Radio Shack album session, alternate take on Louie Louie, and I believe it is. Here do we go.
Yeah, listen. smell the roses in the hair. Look, look. Oh, baby, we gotta go. Say what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, look. Oh, baby, we gotta go. My fine little girl, and she's waiting for me. Me captain a ship across the sea. I see Jamaica, me moon above. It won't be long before me see me love singing.
That absolutely is an alternate take from Louie Louie of the Radio Shack album. Right at the 150 mark, you hear this little uptick of the applause. So I definitely think that's an alternate take. Thank you, Louie. Go home. So now let's get into our meat and potatoes of the podcast. The next tape is a tape that's simply labeled on side A. It says Carl Driggs solo album. On side B, it says Rescue Me. Halfway on tape, and then in a smaller pen mark, it says, And What I Like. I think this is probably an album from 1979, or maybe a collection of what Carlo was going to do when they, in the music industry back in the day, when an artist is trying to get a label's attention, music label, to get paired with a producer. It is basically a collection of songs that are not absolutely 100% produced and polished. And then on the B side, it's where they would also bring in other songs that they were working on that the producer might want to make and have a recording with. So I think these actually even go back to Dick Wagner, Alice Cooper's guitar player, who Carlo worked with, and I believe that's what the plan was. So anyway, let's get it started here. I'm going to do two of these in a row. The first song is called Fifth Avenue, which you may have heard before. And then the second song is called Suicidal Love, going back into what I believe is 1979. Two in a row.
Ladies, looking so spacey, they're driving me There's magical faces that move with the groove. These magical faces seem to come alive in a naked city. Well, it's just too bad in haunted cats like Edward John and Eve St. Laurent.
Yeah.
There you have the first two songs, Fifth Avenue, and I believe I refer to it as Fifth Avenue, but I think Carlo referred to it as Fifth Avenue Naked City, I think the title was. And then the second track, Suicidal Love. I really like both those. So here's the next one, number three and number four. The third song, third track on this tape is called When You Said Goodbye. And then the fourth one, which is a song that you've probably heard before, Girl Can't Help It, which is a long one. It's almost 6 minutes and 20 seconds long. It's also being featured over on the website that Tabitha, his wife, has set up for where the book is going to be sold. Cuban Cracker, an American boy who became a rock star. Book's not available yet, not pre-ordered yet, but she's working on it. But there's one feature in there that shows about four different songs. One of the songs on that is Girl Can't Help It. So anyway, here we go with Goodbye, When You Said Goodbye and Girl Can't Help It. The next three and four tracks on this Carl Driggs, I'm going to call it the shopping album maybe, but I've been referring to it as Rescue Me, parentheses, What I Like, Home Demos, parentheses, 1979.
Goodbye. You have got nothing looking.
girl can't help it. She likes the boys in the band. They've got so much more to offer her, so she says, than ordinary men. The girl can't help it. She goes for tight satin pants and the hopeless romance. And after the dance, she thinks she's going somewhere, riding in that limousine. But ain't it a laugh? It's just a loser's dream. She's only part of yesterday's scene. Can't help it, she's all just glitter and fire. Well, it's a matter of taste. Ooh, pretty baby, it's your heart's desire. Yes, it is. The girl can't help it if she's on a downhill race. Like the tracks of her tears coming down her painted face. She's going somewhere, waiting by the dressing room, with paint on her face. She's just a hopeless case, with love to give too soon. Can't help it, she likes the boys in the band. They've got so much more to offer her, so she says, than ordinary men. The girl can't help it, she goes for tight satin pants and a hopeless romance. And after the dance, oh baby, can't help it.
She can't help.
She's all just glitter and fire. Well, it's a matter of taste. Whoa, pretty baby, it's your heart's desire. Yes, it is. The girl can't help it.
She can't help.
She's
can't
on a downhill race, like the tracks of her tears coming down her painted face. Oh, angel, she can't help it if she likes the boys and the band. No, no, she can't help it. She goes for tight satin pants, mama. She can't help it if she's all just glitter and fire. She can't help it if that star.
She can't help it. she goes, she goes.
She can't help it.
She locks her pants tight, 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 tight all night.
She can't help it.
Wow, loud, loud. Ow,
ooh. She can't help it.
Every time I listen to The Girl Can't Help It, it sounds like something that would have been recorded at Abbey Road with a full orchestra, and you hear also those same backup singers that you will hear also in the background mix of the Goodbye, or When You Said Goodbye, a lot more of them. So here's the next two songs. Most Raider fans will remember this song, Too Many Girls in My Soup and City Nights. Very different take on than the Raiders version of Too Many Girls in My Soup.
Stop coming on. I woke up in the morning. name it was to the Jets. I was a long shot, ambitious to get my picture in the New York Times.
At the end of the song right there, you hear that little click click. That I think is absolute proof showing that Carlo was probably getting ready to do some home demo recording and realized he had the wrong side of the tape, so he interrupted his own song, which we are three songs away from getting started, the home demos. Next two songs, the first one is called Love You Forever and My Love Is Like Alone. I believe the word is lone. If you got a different opinion of what the title of this song is, leave me a message in the comments. Track number 8, it's with My Love Is Like Alone. So start with Love You Forever. Here we are.
Baby, if you want
like me, you know where to find me. I'm up all night just wasting away, feeling lonely tonight, and I think I could love you forever. I'm lonely for a lover tonight, who can soothe my head and make me feel right. Girl, I'm lonely tonight, and I think I could love you forever. Love you forever. Love you forever. Yes, I think we could make it together. I've been missing all the love I've been dreaming, and a dreamer is so hard to believe in. God, I'm lonely tonight. Yes, I think I could love you forever. Love you forever.
Love you.
Many nights I have dreamed
Such a great classic album, or what could have been. You know, could you imagine hearing these tracks really sharply produced and being presented to the public in a, you know, a label backed album? What do you think would have been the single or several singles from this? I think it would have been one, Suicidal Love and Goodbye, maybe even three singles. Too Many Girls in My Soup would have been a fun song. So anyway, I also, through the album, you know, you keep hearing Carlo's trademark, you know, chirps and yells and ow and all that singing vocal work that he's known for. Anyway, the last song on this, which is side A, a song that you would not even consider that Carlo might not even try, but he did a pretty good job of it. It's a reggae-themed song. You know, it has what sounds like the upside-down barrel drums that they would play for percussion. The song seems to be called Another Year in Colombia. This would have been like a B-side on a single, I think.
Yo, them, and at night go out and play.
Can you imagine if the Raiders had put that together with Omar and Danny and Carlo, if they were exchanging verses, taking turns singing it, something that could be closing out a show? What could have been? But anyway, let's get into what's going to be side B. Stuff that was never intended for public consumption, but we are going to consume it here and here now. This is what is basically home demo recordings. There's 9 tracks, 7 of them, which are basically just Carlo at an electric piano and playing and trying out the songs to see how they sound. On 4 of these songs, they're going to hear there's apparently a dog somewhere else in the house or wherever he's at the time when he's recording these, but you will hear a dog barking, and in one part you'll even hear a dog howling in the background. I'll point those out as we go along. So much like the late 1980s when the producers got hold of all the home demos that John Lennon recorded for the Lost Lennon tapes back in the late 1980s, mostly like bootlegs now or they're on YouTube. That's what these are kind of like. So here's the first one, song entitled Oh Lady Diana. The second song is In the Still of the Night, not the classic, but his own rendition version of it. So here we are, the first 2 home demos of side B, what I'm calling the What I Like home demos.
Waiting much too long. to be your lover. To hold you, but tonight, let's be lovers. We don't have to say nothing in the end. In the still of the night, I held you in my arms without having to say I love you. In the still of the night, I held you in my arms without having to say I love you. Baby, I want you.
There's the first two, very intimate, Old Lady Diana, and In the Still of the Night. Things that you've, like, you're standing right there hearing Carlo play it for you for the first time. Alright, now, track 3 and track 4 we're going to play. In my notes here, the first thing you're going to hear sounds like a pop can that's opening, or maybe a can of beer. And you're going to hear Carlo say, "One more." My first thought was maybe he was had somebody else in the room playing the piano or the organ. Not true. The song is called "We Could Be the Lucky Ones." And then the second one, song is called "Emotion." Through the end of the song, he's going to be doing some a cappella, not playing the organ. And pay attention, kind of in the background, you're going to hear a dog barking. Gets it into the kind of fun stuff. Here we go.
Good. one thing I can hold on to. We've had good times. Such a feeling of emotions, emotions you never knew. I could feel such emotions, emotions. You're taking my heart, but I never told you to stop. I've given my soul, and it's the one thing I can hold on to. We've had good times. Doesn't that mean anything anymore? Am I so bad that I can't show you my human side of emotions? Emotions. Didn't you know I could feel such emotions? It's driving me out of control.
All right, my suggestion is you listen to these home demos with earbuds, because you can actually hear all the details in the background on We Could Be the Lucky One. You'll hear the faint sound of the metronome playing in the background, of keeping beat for him as he plays the little electrical organ there. And then finally, Emotions, which I love that a cappella stuff. That's the kind of thing you just can't find these days anywhere else. Alright, so the next two. Track 5, it starts out with, you're going to hear him say hello, hello, hello like 10 times because he's turning the cassette player back on. And then if it's in faint, it's going to be fainted, but you can hear that dog barking in the background. And then honestly, I don't know what this song is called, so I just put it down as Untitled. And then the next one after that is a song called Dolly Bright. And that is the one where you can hear the dog making a little bit of noise more in the background. So here is an Untitled song and then Dolly Bright.
Have I told you what you mean to me? when we are lost in a world playing the role of mystery. I don't remember all the things I said, only some words have survived. I can still
thank you.
Okay, definitely you can hear it on that. Carlo is duetting with the dog at the end. You heard the dog howling probably in the next room on the song called Dolly Bright. So I'm going to let us get on through these next three single, these next three tracks to round out these home demo recordings. It's just, it's really nice to hear Carlo playing the piano or the little, you know, baby electrical organ. It just sounds so good. Anyway, next three, a song called Rescue Me, which is what I'm guessing was the intention of the solo album that we heard on side A, the first part of the podcast, those nine songs, and then gets into the song called What I Like, and then these two, Rescue Me and What I Like, are a little more produced, definitely not home demos, and then the second last track is called The Two of Us, and I'm going to play all three of these in a row.
What she wants. likes a treat. I blow my top. I'm cold, I'm hot. But how did I survive?
Whatever.
So there you have the last three. Sound like they're Rescue Me, What I Like, and The Two of Us. A little bit more produced, a little bit more in kind of a home studio situation. So I will be posting the full album, all these, the Rescue Me, What I Like home demos, in a few days, which will be just the music, not the pre-podcast presentation here of the music. And then also, as I get time, I'm loading these up to YouTube in the form of a video format. So you can have the option of either downloading it and having it for yourself through the podcast without me talking in a few days, or you can just play it anytime you want on YouTube. It's coming up. I already did. I do have a second phase up there already on YouTube. You can listen to that. We featured that. That was an unreleased album a few weeks ago. And then I'm getting better at getting these a little more frequent, because I've gone round and round with hardware trying to get a proper stereo cassette system to get the transfer to the thumb drive. Don't buy, whatever you do, do not buy any of those. They're about the size of a small tape playing Walkman. They just do not work at all. I sprung and got a big unit, so it's much better, and hopefully it'll continue to work. Anyway, that is it. Carlo's album, Rescue Me, What I Like, the home demos, from probably about 1979. Thanks for listening. Leave a comment down below of what song you liked, or what songs you did like, all of them, and also other links down at the bottom for the book, and then also for some of the videos on YouTube. Thank you for listening.